Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Warm weather gives gardeners the itch to start planting. While it is about the right time to start seeds, it can be important to not plant the whole garden all at once. Along with different rates of development, transplants should hit the garden at different times, too. Let's turn that garden anticipation into a transplant timeline. First, before we even get to the vegetables, let's discuss ornamental and wild flowers. There are a few approaches here. One being the native plant approach, where the goal is to establish native prairie plants that often require months of cold treatment or stratification. This can be done by fall sowing seeds, or by refrigerating seeds with a little bit of water in a paper towel lasagna or suspended in media. Another approach for flower beds is just sowing them densely during the warmer months and then thinning them out to the desired landscape design. The last option is more along the lines of today's topic: sowing seeds in winter to have transplants for spring and summer. The most important thing to plan around when starting your transplants indoors is the timing. While the growing conditions, germination rates, and a good variety are all important, nothing is more sad than having a two-month-old leggy tomato seedling in early April. Timing is important. This means all the sowing can be staggered based on two factors: how quickly the seed will grow, and when you're transplanting. Right now, late January into February, is a great time to sow the cool season plants, things that can hit the garden after the official last frost date, around April 7th. Cold crops like broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage are suited for this time and can even take a light frost if they've already been hardened off before transplanting. To prepare for May plantings when the weather is warmer, seed things like tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant around the 1st of April. The mid-season flower seeds include things like dianthus, snapdragon, verbena, and vinca. The last batch of seedlings can be melons and squashes. Cucurbits are pretty fast growers, and so are flowers like zinnias and marigolds. That means the calendar should look something like this. January or February is a good time for cool season crops like cabbage and broccoli. March and the start of April are good times to start pepper and tomato seeds indoors. And lastly, those squashes and melons can be seeded in late April to hit the garden in summer. All of those crops should receive a little hardening off before they head outside. The last week or so of growth should see less frequent watering and more exposure to outside conditions, or at least simulating them. Of course, hard deadlines and weather never cooperate, so keep an eye on the forecast and adjust timetables and planting dates accordingly. When looking forward to the growing season, be sure to count backwards on the calendar for seed starting. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.